Good morning, everybody. Carson Horn on Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Last year, Oklahoma experienced devastating wildfires.
22 Oklahoma counties under a state of emergency because of the wildfires.
Listen to Tom Fanning, 2017 Cattleman of the Year.
I'll never forget the night of the wildfires. There were thousands and thousands of head of livestock lost, ranches destroyed, people lost everything. It was devastating. Todd Lamb came out. He visited with the ranchers and farmers in the community. He gave them hope. He gave them encouragement. He took on a leadership role. He found out what we needed, and then Todd delivered. Todd Lamb's a proven conservative leader. He's honest. He's a man of integrity and character. Todd Lamb's going to be a governor that's going to roll his sleeves up and get down to the hard work. He has a vision for the future. Todd Lamb's going to be a governor we can all count on.
Todd Lamb, a proven conservative you can trust. Todd Lamb for governor.
Authorized and paid for by Oklahomans for Lamb 2018.
Hey, good morning, everybody. I'm Carson Horn. A DTN recap of the USDA grain stocks and prospective planting reports yesterday shows the U.S. definitely has its share of soybeans, with a whole lot more on the way. Quarterly soybean stocks rose to a record 2.11 billion bushels. That's 21% higher than March of 2017. Soybean acres also officially took the lead over corn acres in 2018's planting intentions. USDA estimates 89 million acres of soybeans will be planted in 2018, with corn right behind at 88 million acres. Both of those estimates are down from last year by 1% for soybeans and 2% for corn. USDA says the lower numbers are a consequence of a lot of grain stocks on hand, along with lower commodity prices. The estimate of 2.11 billion bushels of soybeans follows a disappointing marketing quarter for the crop. Between December of 2017 and February of this year, only 1% of the total soybean stocks were moved, 9% lower than the same time frame from the previous year. USDA estimates that corn stocks were at 8.9 billion bushels as of March 1, 3% higher than last year. The report says farmers are projected to plant 47.3 million acres of wheat, 3% higher than a year ago, but still the second lowest acreage number since the early 1900s. Cotton producers are predicted to plant 13.5 million acres, up 7% from last year and higher than most pre-report expectations. And finally today, as the season kicks off, the National Hot Dog and Sausage Council estimates that Major League Baseball fans will consume around 19 million hot dogs this season. Fans will also consume up to 4.6 million sausages during the summer season. The combined hot dog and sausage total could stretch all the way across the United States from Seattle, Washington to Atlanta, Georgia. That hot dog total by itself would reach as high as 5,332 One World Trade Centers, the tallest building in the Western Hemisphere and the sixth tallest in the world. Hot Dog and Sausage Council President Eric Mittenhall says baseball and hot dogs have been a love affair for multiple decades. Year after year, hot dogs continue to hit it out of the park at the concession stand, he says. There's simply no replacing the unshakable bond between baseball and hot dogs. Los Angeles Dodgers fans are expected to consume more than 3 million hot dogs, the largest number in the league. San Francisco Giant fans are taking the top spot in the sausage race by consuming a projected 475,000 this season. The Milwaukee Brewers are the only team in baseball that's expected to sell more sausages than hot dogs. You got farm news on Ron.
Since 1987, Superior Livestock has been bringing the market to you live via satellite and now also online. To learn more about America's leader in livestock marketing, call Superior at 800-422-2117 or check us out at superiorlivestock.com.
It's a new cattle drive for the modern day. Market your livestock the Superior way.
And that's a check of your agricultural news. Have a great day. I'm Associate Farm Director Carson Horn reporting.